די מורסד שלח לרב יאסר ורב חיסדה ויתן הבוי לישום מכאן שמרת ישראל to von von Bovelter at Israel in Zorich Lema Vifernechta Vernechta ich sie Rabbi Shmuel discuss the question if a get is written in Bovel and delivered in another Medina in Bovel so this is the Machleit Rabbi Shmuel here the Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef discuss another question this for you if a get is written in Bovel and delivered in Eretz Yisrael.
I suppose that if you say that
when it's written in Bovel and delivered in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say it for an echta for an echtan, then certainly when it's written in Bovel and delivered in another Medina in Bovel, you don't have to say. But that way, I don't think that you can say that way, you see.
Maybe the Talmidim went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem that
Mistabel. Before Rav came to Bavel, they went out, all the Talmidim went to Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel itself, they didn't travel around.
All right, but it has to do, of course, Rav Lebol, whatever the Pshat is, whether Rav himself or it means Rav declared, I mean, that. Achorish v'amazgah, so that means so the machleik Rav Shmuel has reference to the case to the times when there were yeshivas in Bavel in Sure and in Pudise and Nardoye. So meile, if according to Rav Yosef, I don't think that Rav Yosef said ein tzorich limud for nechtam for nechtam. That he could agree with Shmuel. Rav Yosef certainly has to agree with Rav. But Rav Yosef certainly has to agree with Rav. But Rav, who says that in one Medina to the other Medina, in Bovel, you don't have to say from Nechtav, could agree with Rav Yosef that from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, you do have to say. That's how it appears to me. Sholoch Rav Yasser Rav Chizd Git na boi mishom likan from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael in Tzorich Lema before I nechta vu for I nechta Lema kosova alif shimkir lishmo vahanit mire vitizbere vo rabi isli rove ele dkula alme bin likan vachim vachim disal ki vinachse mishka shrifa. So I mean, I'm just going over it because in the beginning of the sugi Omar Rav Yosef Mal Lemon Rav Yasa Basamcha Uveid. So in other words, Rav Yosef is Chelik. That's how it is. It's not spelled out by the Gemara Rav Yosef is Chelik.
It's good.
Because the Rishonim say Rav Yosef is Chelik. Basamcha Uveid. How you Yisholach Le Rav Yude Bni Odom Oil Mishom Likan In Kimu Baatzmon Vayitna Hayelat Bizeino Vayaldo Mochu Vayayim Vayishto. In other words, it's Lignai. Even though they do it because of Hasmodi in Torah, but they shouldn't do it at the expense of their responsibility to their families. So, because of Rabbi Yishiyot, we Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Stein case in Sholish case in Masdei Tamisholish case in Arba in case Omer Abaye Otu Kol Deliyoda Hod Rabbi Yitzchok Lav Gaber Rabbeu Bishleim Milz Nitalei Bisvore Lechaye. Hogimori, Ugimori Lishmile, Veid or Rav Yosef, who the Aski Moral Yode. Tirsi Vatisnol of Pilakshe, in Pilagish Gibo. So, Rav Yosef Omar Zvuv Mosolo. So, in other words, it's not understood Kipshute, literally, that she committed adultery. But Rav Yosef Omar Zvuv Mosolo. So, Zvuv means famose, not from the term Znus. Vatisne could be from the term Znus. Or from the term mosei, the mosei. So Rav Yosef says zvuv motzalo. In other words, it's from the term of mosei. Rav Yechon omar nima motzalo. Vashko Rav Yosef eliyo omle makov et hakish boruch nos in plegi bigubo. Umay koma omle Rav Yosef nikacho imer yenis nikacho imer. Omle chas visholim mikesvi kamishmaye. Omle ilu veilu divele kimchaim. Hey, zvuv motzalo lo yikpid. Nima motzalo vihikpid. Omar Rav Yehuda, Zvuv Bikoro Vinimo Bismokim. Zvuv mi suse vinime sekante. Ikedam ride vide bikoro zvuv vainse vinime pios. Now, taste this. Zvuv motolo nime motolo. Vatizno of Dorish, Loshin znus veloshimozi. Vintema minolon do havisnus mamesh. Yomarach midirotzal harziro. Kidimuchako, da filo pilakshim loyo dalkom laharzerachas nusom. Kidirsiv beyo pilakshi of viho. Uksiv. So in other words, so once a pelegish is committed adultery, so then now that there is this, the love of the yuchel balo rishin loshef likachto achre asher tamo applies only to a woman that was married bigdushin, but not to a woman who is married for pelakshus. But that was the practice. In other words, it wasn't considered as a nice thing to live with the pelegesh after she committed adultery. So Mimele, we couldn't say that Vatizne means that she mamas committed adultery. Good. So Mimele, the Darshan, so Zvuv Motzalo, that's from Mosei, and Nima Motzalo, that's from Znus. So why is that Znus? Why is that snus? I mean, if she committed adultery, then it's snus. But if nima matzalo, so in other words, there was a relationship between the husband and the pelegesh, so why is that snus? So there is a very simple text. The Rambam Shita is, why is that snus? Nima matzalo beisim walking. So that's from snus. But why is that snus? If it doesn't mean she committed adultery, and it means near Mosul Mokim, there was a relationship between the husband and Pelegesh, naturally. He kept the Pelegesh, whether it was Peter, Beisa. As a matter of fact, it's a machlek, it's the Rambam and the Ramban, whether all the Pelakshim, the Tadyetes, married, Milochim, Dovid HaMelech, certainly was Beta. The Rambam says, Milochim, Rambam says, "Per dalad milches milochim halocha dalad v'chein likeach v'chayvud Yisrael noshim u'pilakshim noshim pilakshim noshim b'ksuvo u'gdushim u'pilakshim b'loy ksuvo v'loy gdushim elo b'yichud b'lvat keine yise oiso muteresle avla hedyet oso b'pilegesh elo b'yomo v'rio b'lvat achayyut." So the Rambam Shiti is that only Melech has a heta to marry a Pelegesh, but a Hedyet has no heta. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sheresh Chamishi and also in the Leis say in Sheresh Chamishi. So he says that in the Torah, even a Hedyet was allowed. There is no difference between a melech and a hedyet. I mean, we have to understand the Rambam. I mean, how can there be a difference between a melech and a hedyet? But that's the Rambam Shiti, that a hedyet is also pelegish. I mean, the raisin, not only the Rabban, but a melech has a hedyet. And the Ramban Shiti is that there is no difference between melech and hedyet. And the mele, and we see, mentions the raya, there are many gdele ilom. Hedyeite is not lochim who had pelegish. All right, the husband of the pelegish, Begivo, he was not Dileilom. But the other, I mean, not lochim who had the pelegish.
So Ramban brings
us as a raya? As a raya, yeah. In the contrary, Ramban, so let's say, once the Chachomim asked the pelegish, so it was for a melech too, but that was before the Chachomim asked the pelegish. But Midrash says, there is no difference between a melech and hedyet. Now, what's the issue of an hedyet and a plegesh? So many say that according to the Rambam, if a hedyet marries a plegesh, so then he's chayv malkes because of loisiyek deish. Many say that in the name of Rambam. You'll find achreinim who say that. But it doesn't appear that this is the Shittas Rambam. There is a Shittas Rishenim that if somebody marries a Pelegesh means what is called in English a common law wife. That's a Pelegesh. In other words, Pelegesh does not mean a mistress, what is called in English a mistress. A mistress means he doesn't treat her as his wife. You know, he constantly, on a permanent level, has illicit relations with her. So it's a mystery. So in other words, sometimes one has an illicit relationship with a woman once, and a mistress means it's an irregular basis illicit relationship. But he doesn't consider her as his wife, and under the law of the country, it's not considered as his wife. He doesn't want that people should consider her as his wife. On the contrary, he does it, whether he does it openly or clandestinely, but he doesn't want her to be considered as his wife. And people don't consider her as his wife. They consider him as his mistress. But Pelegesh means what is called in English a common law wife. Common law wife means that a man lives with a woman as husband and wife, and he treats her as his wife and everything. I mean, he has children through her, and of course the children consider her the mother. If somebody has a mistress, so if he has children, so then it's not known that she's a mother unless she brings suit in court, so then she introduces evidence. So, but the Pelegesh means a real marriage, but not Gdush, not al dechupo Gdush. So the Rambam, so Rabbi Yehine says that if somebody marries the Pelegesh, he's chayev malkes because of Lisiyev Deish. But the Rambam doesn't say it. Not only the Rambam, even though so many achreinim say that this is a Shittas Rambam, it's mashma b'feirash from Lashon Rambam, that if one marries the Pelegesh, a common law wife, without Gdush. So let's say, what is a Pelegesh? Somebody gets married in court. No, civil marriage, that's a Pelegesh. Civil marriage, I mean, is he recognizes her as his wife, and the whole world treats them as husband and wife. That's a Pelegesh. So it's mashma b'feirash from Lashon Rambam. There is no malchus. Now let's see Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, in the Chashishes, Spirit Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he says, Shedem Atmutere, Hoy Odom Pige Aisha Bishuk, Imrozo Hu Vehi Liso Iso, Machniso Liseo Beisei, Ubealo Beinil Vinatsme, Vitiele Lisho, Kim Shemitno Teiro Nitzdavo Yisrael, Shem Yirzeo Ish Liso Isho, Yikneo Iso Trilo Bifneidim, Vahakein Tiele Lisho. So the Rambam explicitly spells it out. Before Matan Torah, if a person wanted to marry a woman, so he didn't have to do any kedushin, nothing. He just had to bring her to his house and live with her as his wife. Yeah, all right. By bnei adaloch is bulas baal, but bulas baal doesn't mean just bia. It's not like kedusha bia. Kedusha bia means that's the ma'isa kedushin, like kesef, shtar, also bia. But by bnei adaloch baal, it defines the relationship of a husband and wife. In other words, suppose if a Beneach, let's say, decided to marry a certain woman and they both agreed and it brought her to her house, and there was no beer yet. So that means that the relationship, the yichud was not consummated yet, you see. Not consummated yet. Masha'in came. But if she was already Bula's Baal, so that means that the yichud not in the sense of privacy, but yichud in the sense of setting her aside as his wife, with his wife, so it was consummated. But the Rambam says, before Matan Torah, so then was the Din Ibn Neach. So if one wanted to marry a woman, how did he marry her? As a Kamelo wife. Whether he takes her to court or not, that's a requirement of the law, I mean. But the finale is that when a person marries in court, so that means he sets her aside voluntarily as his wife. So that was Pilaxus. So Kedem Atentere, the key and issues was Pilaxus. Was Pilaxus. Then So if somebody marries a Pelegesh, it's much more than Loshna Ram here, he's either an Isaresim. Not a lot. No Malkus. Not a lot. Then, when the Rambam discusses the love in Aloha Daled, again he says, Kedem Matan Tere, Hoyo Odom Pige Aisha Bishuk, Imrozo Hu Vihi, Nasin Loshoro Beleiso, Aleim Haderech, Vihelech, Vizuya Nikas Deisho, Mishenit no Hatero Nesro Agdeisho, Shenema Lisi Egdeisho, Nes Israel, Lifiho, Koa Beleisho Lishem Znus, Bileg Dushin, Lakem Natera, Lifishebol Gdeisho.
That
only in that case. The Raived is Masik, because from the Rambam is Mashma, even if he is not born upon a Nisho who is in Mufkeres Lakeo, so is Chayim Malkus. And the Raived Shite is Gdeisha means a woman who is Mufkeres Lakeo, what is called in English a prostitute. So, but if a man has an illicit relationship, an illicit relationship with a woman, there's news, he's not Chayim Malkus. And according to the Rambam, he's Chayim Malkus, even if she's not a Mufkeres. But if he just has an illicit relationship with a woman who is not his wife, in any sense, not his wife in the sense of a Kamelo wife, he's Chayim Malkus. But if he's Bala Pelegesh, who is his wife, what do you mean wife? In the sense that he was miyached her as his wife, but there was no ma'aseh kedushin. So then he's not Chayim Malkus. It's clear. Yeah, I think Rabbi Yehuda says that he's Chayim Malkus for a Pelegish. I think so. Rabbi Yehuda says that. But in Shari Tshuva, I think so. That it's many years that I saw it, but that's my impression, that in Shari Tshuva he says he's Chayim Malkus for a Pelegish. But the Rambam Shita is Mashma is not Chayim Malkus. You see that the Rambam uses the same expression Kedem Matan Teren Aloch Aleph and Kedem Matan Teren Aloch Edalet. So in Aloch Aleph, when he says Kedem Matan Teren, he says Nitna Teiro. So it's also because of an essay. In Aloch Edalet, he says Nitna Teiro. No, there's a love. And Malkus and everything, so it's Mashma that only when it's there's nus. But if it's Derechishes, and he treats her because he was miyachid as his wife, he came in the wife, so then there is no malkes mitzad lo isi ekdesha. Now, by melech, so a melech is, but a hedyet is not allowed midraise to marry Pelegesh because of the essay of Lisi, of ki kachishisho. So in other words, that's an essay. If you want to marry a woman, there is only one way how you can marry a woman. Fugdush. Fugdushin. And if you marry not Fugdushin, Fukilakshus, you are either an Isarese. Not only a bit less, it's an Isarese also. It's an Isarese. But no love, no Lisigdesh. Now, Melech.
So why did the drama mention the essay before?
What? Auch Nami, Menschen in Essen, nein, auch alle Menschen in Essen. Lacham hat ein Teher, ich sehe es, Kimmischen ist der Teher, und es darf wie Israel, schem dir zu Isch, Lisa, Isha, jikne ist der Triller befnei, dem war kein Teher.
That's the Israel,
I said, that's the Israel, all right. Another question, what then? There is just a Chiyuva in the Beatle, a Chiyuva say, or there is an Israel say. I don't know, I mean, but it's very not possible. That there is not only a bitul chiyuv asei, but there is even a nisar asei, even nisar asei. Now, as a matter of fact, Shem Kubetzes in Ksuvis, that Ches says, mentions the name of the Ravid, that the Ravid Shite is, that Aruso, many Rishenim say Aruso is only Osam Rabbanan. Osam Rabbanan. The Ravid says that Aruso, the Ravid, and many other Rishenim say Aruso is Osam Rais. To the oath. What kind of an Israel rice is that? What is this? She's his wife, but there was no Nisuin. The answer is because the Rambam says, Yesh Bichlolon Abba Mitzvahs. So Aleph Liso Isha Biksuvo Gdushin. So the mitzvah of Kiyikach Ishisha Uboelo implies not only mitzvah to marry a woman for Gdushin. He says Ksuva. What does it mean Ksuva? The Rama Paskins like the Rabbonon. This Ksuva is in the Rabbonon. No, not like Rashim Gamliel in the Raisa. So how could it come within the mitzvah of Kiyika Kishisha mit the Raisa to marry for Ksuva, and Ksuva is altogether with the Rabbonon? The answer is that when the Rambam says Ksuva, he means Nisuin. So when the Rambam says Liso Isha Biksuva Ugdushin, he means Altechupa Ugdushin. So that's the Ravid Shita Eicha. The Ravid Shita also. The Ravid says that Aruso is Asuro Libailo mid Raise. Which Raise? Anisa Rese of Giyika Chishisho. So it implies a Chiyuv and Anisa Rese. That when you marry a woman, you have to marry her and live with her only after Gdushin and Nisuin. So Mele, if you are just made the Irisin and no Nisuin, he's not allowed to live with her. And the Rambam Ravid says it's a Nisa the Raise, so it's a Nisa Raise. So Mimele, so according to the Rambam also, it could be that there is a Nisa Raise if he marries a Pelegish. But Melech is allowed to marry a Pelegish. Melech is allowed to marry a Pelegish. So what's the Pshat? Melech is allowed to marry a Pelegish. In other words, Melech has a Heta. Or Melech has Kinyone Yishes in the Pelegish. So there is a rhyme of Rashi's from the Rambam that the Melech has kinyone yishes in a pelegish. Now the Rambam, there is a lot, but or just a heta, a heta. No, it's first of all it's mistaba. How could there be a heta? I mean, just a Melech is allowed to be bail bilas. No, I mean it's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. I mean, could there be a heter for a melech to do any other isurim? So the answer is, a melech is allowed to marry a pelegesh because a pelegesh is al-pidin considered his wife. But there are two kinds of kinyonishes. There is a kinyonishes for kdushin, and there is a kinyonishes for pelakshus. And what does pelakshus mean? Pelakshus means he's miyached her. Because the Loshon Rambam in Lochim is the Chen Lekeach Dalet Halocha Dalet Hilchas Lochim the Chen Lekeach we call Gvul Yisrael Noshim Upilakshim Noshim Biksuva Ugdushim Upilakshim Biloy Ksuva Veloy Gdushim Elo B'yichud Bilvad Kene Yisro Umuteresle B'yichud Vad Kene Yisro Umuteresle. So he calls it Yichud. Not Yichud like Yichud when he has privacy. It means, Yichud means that he sets her aside. He sets her aside as his wife. As a matter of fact, according to the Rambam, the Nisuin Chupe is Yichud. So the Rambam says, is Loshna Rambam in the Chassisha says. Thank you. here. Oh, Perek Yud Mil Chasishis. Harusho Asur Libayla Midivar Seifrim Kol Zman Shei Beovir V'Abol Arusosi B'Shomov Makin Eisi Makas Marus V'Afil Im Kitcha B'Biye Osolei Lover Aleo B'Biyo Shniyo B'Veisovio Ad Sheyove Eiso L'Sir Beisei V'Yis Yachidimo V'Yafrisen Oloi. So it doesn't say just Yis Yachidimo. If the Rambam said Yis Yachidimo means he goes in, he has privacy for a moment, he goes with her into a room, you know, at weddings, in the halls, so the yichud room. No, that's not, that's one of the ingredients of chuppe. Chuppe means he has to set her aside as his wife. How does he set her aside as his wife? Of course, if he doesn't have privacy with her, then he doesn't set her aside as his wife. But so is yachidimo v'yafrisenoloi. So that yichud doesn't mean just have privacy. It means setting a miyachid her as his wife, as his wife. So that's the yichud that Rambam says nilchas lochim ligabe pilegesh. He says elo biyichud bilvat keineiso. So the Rambam spells it out keineiso umuteresle. He spells it out. Why is Muteraslei? Because he's Keneiso. That's why he's Muteraslei. He says, and then there's another guy. So he asks Yonishis. Now he asks Yonishis, someone will ask. Suppose she's Mizane. Suppose somebody's Mizane with the Pelegesh of Imelech. Will he behave a Lisinov? No. Probably not. Lisinov is based upon the Gdushin, the Kenyonishis of Gdushin. But Tesvis in Gdushin says that Gabi Fasteya also Pichoshaktabo Afilo Ishishish. So Tesvis says the Kashe, why they have to have a special Zelzakoshev? After all, so there is no Gdushin Libaneach. So Tesvis says, but the essay of Vidovak Bishte, Leibishes Chavere, applies if he is Israel. Is born an anacious akum. He's not even a lisinov, but he's a the iser. Besides the iser, baranoches. I mean, so he's even the iser of ishishish that is implicit in vidovak bishtei leishavir. But not lisinov. The Ravon in Bovakame, the end of Bovakame, says that if one is born anacious akum, is poter famise eishes rei over loy eishes akum, but the love of lisinov is eva. That's the Ravon, but Teisves shita is not like that. In other words, the machlekes between Teisves and the Ravon is whether the love of lisinov is based dafke on the kinyan eishes of dushin, but not any other kinyan eishes. And the Ravon says no, as far as the love of lisinov is concerned. So any kianishes, if she is an ishishish, to any kianishes, even if it's not a kianishes of Dushin, he's still able to see, no, but there's a ptur of mise, because ishes reyo, below ishes akum, below ishes akum. So mele, I think that if somebody will be bo al pilegish melech, let's say Avshalom did it, so then he'll be aveya, besides the Isar of Znus, he'll be aveya, according to Tesvis, and the Isar of Vidovak Bishtil Vishes Chaveya, not Lisinov. And according to Ravon, he might be aveya even on the love of Lisinov also. But by Pelegish Meller, the Rambam spells it out. Elobiyichot Bulvat Keine Iso Muteresle. And then something else. The Rambam says, there is the love of Luyarba Linoshi by Melech. In other words, more than you tres. So you love. So the Rambam says, Luyar in Perigim Melechas Meloch Maloch Beis, Luyarba Linoshi Mipiashmu Elomdu Shulikeach Hachmene Esri Noshi. Bein Anoshim Upilakshim Hakil Shmino Esa. So in other words, in the Cheshbon of Yitches Noshim, so the Pilakshim are also counted. The Ravid is Masik. The Ravid says that in the Cheshbon of Yabli Noshim, only Noshim, Al Vigdushin are counted, but not Shalul Al Vigdushin. But the Rambam Shiti is even Pilakshim are counted. If he had no king and Ishes, how could it be counted? And the Rambam says Kene is on Mutarasle. And that's why it's Mutarasle, because Kene is. So that goes without saying that the Melech has a king and Ishes. How about a Hedyot? So he's not allowed. And we saw that according to the Rambam, even though he's not allowed, but basically he's not allowed because of the Esef Ki Kachisha. Because he has a mitzvah of marrying a woman for Gdushin. So Mimele, if he marries a woman not for Gdushin, he's either on the est. So we could say that by Hedyot he has no king and Ishes altogether. Or we could say that just as a Melech has a king and Ishes in a Pelegesh, so Hedyot also has, except that the Melech has a Heter, and he has a heter, and he doesn't involve the bittul mitzvah of Kiyikach Shisho, his special heter, and the heter doesn't have a heter. So Mimele is either an essay, but the king and Ishes he has anyway. What? No, an essay, I mean a king and Ishes. No, I mean Mimele. Yeah, the king and Ishes. And almost, what will be the Nafkimine? Suppose somebody, all right, the Rambam Shiti is Osa. He's Osa. But he has a Pilagish. And then another person would be Mizane with her. Yeah. So he'll be there, the Isarese of Bishti Vishis Chaveir, and according to Ravon, he'll be there with Sinov. We see from this thesis that Lohoyo dark on Laharzi. Why am I Lohoyo dark on Laharzi? It wasn't just there. In other words, because he has a key in Ishes. But maybe it's not like that. So there is a raya from the Rambam that not only Melech has a key in Ishes in Pelegesh. What kind of a key in Ishes? The same key in Ishes as a Bineach has in his wife. A key in Ishes, his wife, but not for Gdush. But a Hedyot also has a key in Ishes. But not only Melech, even a Hedyot. What?
Otherwise,
there
should be
a Lissi Kadesh. That's right. There should be
Lissi Kadesh.
That's right. All right. Yeah, that's a good Raya. But there is another Raya that is conclusive. All right, this you could argue, you know, if one wants to be in action, so say, no, it's not Deja, because she's Miyachedes Rehim, so without the Kiyanish. But there is a Raya Mufreshes from the Rambam in Hilchas Trumas. There is a machlekes between Tanekame, Reb Meir, and Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon in regard to almonely King Godel, Grusha Uchlutzuli King Hedyot. If a King Godel was Mikadesh, an almon, Asur, but he didn't marry, he wasn't Nase here, it was Libo Alel. Just as, does she become possible from eating the truma be base of ear. So I mean, suppose the almono happens to be Baskein. So she was allowed to eat truma, she Baskein. But then a King Godel was Mikadisha, but he wasn't Nase. Or a King Hedyot was Mikadisha Grusha. Mineiris. So Misho lo yechol b'truma. That's Rameya, and we passed like Rameya. Misho shel iskatchu leilu gdusha aveiro nifsilo melechol b'truma d'beinashe im baskein. Of course, mit reise she only becomes nifsal melechol b'truma if boiler, but if loy boiler she doesn't become. But mit rabbonon according to Tanekame, Rameya she becomes nifsal melechol b'truma just Fugdush. So that's Gdushin Psulis. I mean the Gdushin that is Bees. Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon Machshir. And Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon say that she doesn't become Nifsel Melechel Bitzchuni. Since there was no beer yet, so she doesn't become Nisamelu and Nisgarshu min Ansuyim Psuis. Minoeres and Sheris. So even Reb Meir, and we passed on Reb Meir, that Almenelik in Goybu, Krushel, Krushelik in Hedyet, becomes possible Melechel Bitzchum of Fugdushin without beer. But if she was nisgarsha from the Gnushin, so then she's not possible Melechel Bitzchum. Now, here, he passed like Reb Meir. Then we have in Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, Dafnun Zayin Amid Aleph, the last nine, and it continues into Amid Beis. Itma, Rav Omar, Yesh Chupa Lipsulis, Ushmuel Omar, Ein Chupa Lipsulis. So Rashi explains it. King Godel Shehichni Salmono Baskein Lechupa, V'leibolel. There was no beer, just chupa. Umikore nameloi kicho. And there was no gdush neither, just chupa. What does chupa mean? So chupa means, as the Rambam defines chupa, he's miyached with her, and his mouth says so. Liisho, ikamelo wife, that's pilakshus. That's pilakshus, I mean. So, I mean, well, anyway, Rashi says, umikore nameloi kicho, afil hoche posle mitrumet binash. Tumet binash means beis avir. Mitrumet binash de chupe kin knisas biledami. Chupe, by itself, without dushin, is considered like beer. So Teisa says, yes, Rav says, yeish chupe lipsulis. Ushmuel amar ein chupe lipsulis. We pask like Rav, hilchasik Rav b'yisur. So Teisa says, nirel ri liforish lifishites akuntres, di plige bi chupe beloi kesef. Di Rav, so chupe beloi kesef. So how can it pasl? So it's nothing. So because, according to Rashi, Rav and Shmuel safre ki Ravune. Ravune says, chupe is kein. So mele, if there was chupe without kesef, so it's also gdushin. So what's the, so that should be told in the Machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon. We pass like Reb Meir. Someone if Shachif, we say chupa is kenes, so chupa is dushin. So Teisa says, according to Rashi, Rav said it, according, so he says, but the Rav and Shmuel Savik Ravune, this lay berish dushin de chupa kene, because some come Rav, the reiche di konek dushe chupa bekashres, hochename konek bepsules. We are different dushi kesef. The few of Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Dama the dushi kesef loy pasle bechupe di kreve li bie is loy pasle bechupe di kreve li bie made. So in other words, so Rav says, even according to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, who says, the dushi kesef doesn't pasle amelach mitrume, dushi kesef does not pasle, because dushi kesef is not korev lebiye, but dushi chupe, according to Ravune, so there is such a thing as dushi chupe, is more korev lebiye than dushi kesef, that pasle zavibi. Then, there will be kasher is, I mean, not going to go over the whole thesis, but then, thesis is masik and rashi pshat. How is it shaykh to say that Rav and Shmuel both agree with Ravune? We don't even pass like Ravune, I mean. And both Rav and Shmuel agree with Ravune. So he says, V'nirel ri kipirush, at the end of the thesis, kipirush Rav Netam, di b'chupe shaha agdush nayre, Rav and Shmuel, v'nisalmino nizgar shodam asnisen kaime, Rav oma yishchupo lipsuleis, yishchupo, Lipsula is Vahave Nisalmenu in his Garshum in Eresen, the Ksheres after Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that Gdushim in Psula is Lamon Lekin Godel parcels her Lechel Truma Beis Avir. But if Nisalmon is Garshum in Eresen, she's Muteres Lechel Truma Beis Avir. So Rav says that's only if there was just a Gdushi Kesef. And it wasn't followed by chupa. But if there was Gdushi Kesef, and then it was followed by chupa, even though we know that it wasn't bole or just chupa. Just chupa. It wasn't bole or so So then she is possible lechobit truma even if she was nisalmen or nisgarsho after the chuppah. That's what Rav says. Anyway, the Rambam pastens like Rav. Let's see how the Rambam pastens it in Perzayim Milchas Truma. Perzayim Milchas Truma halocha chafal. The Rambam says as follows: Kehane Salmona. Shemisar soli kin godl, oi krusholi kin hediet, hoil ve mishamreis libi opsulo shal tero harilich, like a mayor, like Tanakam, vichaini nichnisu le chupo beloyeres. So, in other words, he agrees with Rashi's pshat, but Taisa says in Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't, Taisa explains Rashi that according to Rashi, both Rav and Shmuel hold like Rav Hune, but the Rambam paskens explicitly not like Rav Hune. And still he says, "V'cheinim nichnisu lechupa b'leirasen einon eichlis shachupa pislasa melech." So the question is, doesn't pasken Rav Hune? So what does it mean? Chup nichlis lechupa b'leirasen. It's nothing. The answer is, it's not nothing. By Melech he has a kinyanishes, Hedet also has a kinyanishes. But Melech has a heter. Has a heter, and Hedet has no heter. So Melech is either the esse of the Ikach Shisho, Chiyuv esse, Iser esse, whatever. Doesn't make any difference. But the kinyanishes that the Melech has in the Pilegesh, so Hedet also has. Also has. So Melech she becomes Sulo Melech Yobitzchumo. He becomes psula melech b'tzchuma. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat in Teisves. When Teisves says, "Mi de tiznol of dorish loshim znus v'loshim mozei." So this, on one hand, so the question is, how is it? So nimo matzo beisim mokim des loshim znus. But what kind of znus is it? The answer is, even though then and so, if we said that by Pelege she has no kinyanishes, all right, fine. So then we understand. So Meli Znus, every physical relationship between the husband and Pelege is a Bia Znus, Midrais. But we see from this Rambam that even a Hediet has a kinyanishes, except he has no Heter. So Meli, the question is. So why is it znus? So it's not to be a znus. But there is another Rambam, Loshna Rambam, which seems to be in stire to the Rambam we just mentioned. The Rambam is a mitzvah. When he mentions the law, we see the Shafam. So from the Rambam in Yodach HaZoko, it's much more fresh that when is one Chayv Malkes for the Siyag Deisho only when he's Bo. When he's Bo, when he has an illicit relationship with a woman, there's news. But if he marries a Pelekshe, so he's only either an Esse. Not a lot. There is no Malkes. However, the Rambam, it's missing here the first that year. In the Rambam in Sivra Mitzvahs, so in when he mentions the love of Lisi Egdesha, Lisi says Shinun Hei. Mitzvah Shinun Hei, Hizia, Shalimove Alisha, Beloitsuva Ugdushin, Vu Omre Lisi Egdesha Meisra. So that's like the Achim say that according to the Rambam, so by Pelegesh, so is Chayav Malkes follows the Yigdash, his mamish. So I think that, you see, the Rambam, for example, when the Rambam mentions the love in the Sefer HaMitzvah HaKotzer of Lysasu King Lalishem Lekechem, you're not allowed, you know, to be natates in heaven from the Mizbeach, from the Azore. So the Rambam mentions you're not allowed to be natates in heaven from a Bisa Knesset, a Bisa Medrash, a Mishnah Berurah. Medrash, because the Kohen of the Rambam is involved in Nisa Deraisa. And Nisa Deraisa, of course, if it's litikun, it's okay, but there are hashchose, so it's a Nisa Deraisa. But Malchus, there is only when his neti is an even from the Bisa Midyosh, not from the Bisa Kresis. Why? Because there are many love that the Ika love applies to one situation. But it's Michlal and Nisa, other Isurim also, but that's not the Ika Azor. For example, yeah, Ramans in the short Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Hagodol, so he says, Bote Mikdosh, not Beis HaMikdosh, Bote Mikdosh. But in the short Sefer HaMitzvahs, before Chil Sefer Mado, so he has the same Sefer HaMitzvahs, they say, Shirizaru Shaloin Listeya, Beis HaMikdosh, Chim Bote Knisiyas, Bote Medroshis. So the Rambam has many love. For example, the Rambam, there is a law of Lishashris. What does it mean, Lishashris? Lishashris eitzo. If somebody chops down an eitz machol, he's either allowed the rice and he's chayv malchus. How about the Gemara says, if somebody is kireya kelim godim b'chamose, he's also either allowed Lishashris. He's a chayv malchus for that? No. So the Rambam is there. Godim in kas, in anger, he just damages it in anger. He breaks something, becomes angry with himself, in the temper.
That's wrong.
Of course it's wrong. So then, he is either Valtashris, but Malchus is not Chayiv. So the Rambam explains it in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Why isn't it Chayiv? Because Pashta Dikro, the Pshutishal Mikro, has reference only to Nitzmachal. But we learn out other Isurim. So Mimele, Ligabi, the other Isurim, the judicial mikro does not have reference to, it's like lafshe b'chloves, so there is no malchus. Another example, if somebody eats isheretz, so he's either lav or bal tishaktsu. But the Gemara says, Marcus, if one eats b'yodayim misoves, with dirty hands, he's also bal tishaktsu. If one is mashes nikovov, he's also bal tishaktsu. So the question is, all right, Mashin Nikovas, the Lafshim and Maisi couldn't be Chayiv Malchus. If he eats, he sherets, he's Chayiv Malchus for the Shaksu. Suppose somebody eats with dirty hands, or in a dirty plate, he's Eva Baltishaksu, but he's not Chayiv Malchus. So the Rambam again is Rambam, he says, because Pashti Dikro has reference to Shkotsim Ramas. But we learn out, so that's not the Ika Lav. So mele it's a lafshe b'chloves. So the same thing is true. The pashte dikro of the pasuk lisasu king leishem lekichem, because the Torah says abit abdu mesav kolam kim yisayil. In other words, it's a mitzvah to destroy the bote avri zora and so on. Lisasu king leishem lekichem, it's a lav. There's the pshut shel mikro, so there is malchus. But beis hamikdash, so there is malchus. Masha'inki, but it seems in Troshes, because there's a loch of Mikdash Miat, so that's also Nichlal, but that's not the Ikarisa. So Mele, there is no Malchus. I think that the Psha, in regard to Plegesh, the Pashti Dikrof Nisig Deisho is when it's a full Biasnus. What is a full Biasnus? When he has an illicit relationship with a woman in whom he has no Kianishis. That's a full biasnus. But since there is an ese deraise that one is not allowed to live with a woman unless he acquires a kinyanishes of gedushin, so mimele, if he has a relationship with such a woman, it's not a total biasnus, but it's also a partial biasnus. It's not the same kind of biasnus as a boal isha deras nus, just der hakoye baune, but it's also biasnus. But it's not a full biasnus. Some melem the ikalav of lisiyik deisha doesn't apply. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention malchus. But since there is an essay of Kiyikach Shisho, so vis-a-vis Melech, where the Isarese doesn't apply, so it's no Biasnus altogether. Mashe Inkel Gabi Hedyet, where there is an essay of Kiyikach Shisho, that a special letter, because the Pasuk in Shmuel, the Pasuk in Shmuel, that the Melech will take Pelachin. There's Ramam Shittes, there's Exeris HaKosuf. In other words, it's a heter and the essay of Ki Yikach Shishu. So,
only a Melech?
One second. Only a Melech. It's a heter and the essay of Ki Yikach Shishu. So, the Melech, it's no Bias Nus altogether. Mashiach came Ligabi Head yet, where even though he has a Ki Yikach, but there is still a Nisar essay of Ki Yikach Shishu not to marry a woman in whom he doesn't have the kinyanishes of Gdushin, so the mele it is partakes of the character of a Biasnus, because since he has no heter to do it, so the mele it's a partial Biasnus. If it's a partial Biasnus, so it's Nichlal on the love of a Sevdesho, but Malkas there isn't. So the mele there is no stira between the first part of the thesis and the second part of the thesis. In other words, first thesis says that nima motza bo because loshin znus, so the question is what kind of znus is. So if we were to say that he has no king and nishes, so it's a real bias znus. But then the end of the thesis says that he couldn't be znus mamesh, he committed adultery, because then he wouldn't be marzer. Why shouldn't he be able to be marzer? The answer is because he has a king and nishes, so it's like a nishishishes inside, except the love of the yuchel biologish and loshel likachto doesn't apply. So there is stire? No, there is no stire, because there is a king and nishes, but there is no heter, some mele, it is not a full biasnus, but it's also a biasnus. It's also biasnus. So mimele is we can dash in Loshin's news nimo mocked mozzola base mocking. All right, that will be all. What?
No.
That means because there was a physical relationship. That's it. I'm sorry. Oh, hitlo leo bailo ima yiseiro vitilo kamo rivovis mi yisroel. Omar abiude kolamatil ima yiseiro bisir beisei seifu boli di sholish aderis. Gilarayas, Shvichos Domin, Vichil Shabbos. What Gilarayas? Kishimagias Mantuloso, Beisino, and if he's strict, so then she might be afraid of him. Vierelim alay Tevaltim, Shamchas Nidah, so he's Nichshon and Nisakoras. They're both Nichshon and Nisakoras. Shvichos Domin, Kihoch, there it was Mame Shvichos Domin. Oy Promim, Sheberachas Miponov, Vinifeles biachas hatchosim, oy bigesha. In other words, he becomes angry at her, he screams at her, so she escapes from the house. So then she goes over a dilapidated bridge and she drowns, or she falls in a bear. So we see from this Rashi that if, of course, he didn't intend it, so he's not amazed. But in Bishegik, Shachzon Bishegik is also. Here, even though it wasn't Shachzon Biyodayim, it was Haldik Rom. The Rambam says in Hilchas Chaseach Ushmeras Nefesh.
But this was ever done as Shachzon Bishegik? I mean, as far
it's,
as
it it's more than Shegik. It's Shegik of the Mezit. The Gemara says that in a Mutar, Shegik of the Mezit, Hoyolu Lilmeidu Lilomat, certainly, and Avimelech was Shegik of the Mezit, because he should have found out. He should have found out, he should have inquired, so he'd have known the sorrows and ishishish. So here certainly he shouldn't have acted in a wild way. And he should have worried about her. I mean, whether she'll get drowned or just get hurt, but it's very likely, you know, that if he screams at his wife and then she runs out of the house, something might happen to her. So it's more than it's not mazy, but it's Shege Korev. It's Shege Korev the mazy.
So would you have to go to Galus?
No, Sheik of Mezit, and then it's Gromer only, Golis is only when he's here if he died.
Yeah, that's right.
But why is it called Shechus Domin? Because the Rambam says that even though there is no Mrs. Bezin in the case of Ritziach al Bikrome, but there is a Chi of Mrs. Bishamayim. It's a parsha of Shefer Dam Odom Bodom Dome Yishafich. Rambam says, Perik Beis Milchas Ritzeach Ushmeras Nefesh, Halacha Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Klaherik Chaveri Biyodi, Kin Shiko Bisayef Oy Beeven Amimiso, Oy Shechonki Achemeis, Oy Sofi Beish, Hoyl Vihoge Mikolmokim Hu Beatzmei, Hoyl Vihoge Mikolmokim Ariu, Hoyl Vihoge Mikolmokim Hu Beatzmei, Harizneag Bez, neither is Arige Biyodai, so then doesn't matter how he killed him, with his end, his a Sayef, a weapon, or he choked him, as long as he was hearing Biyodai, his Chayb is the best. Avon, Haseche, Herik, Laharik, Es Chaveri, אוי ששולח עבודו בהוגו, אוי שקופסי והניחה לפני הארי וחיי צבי, והוגו שחייר, וכן הירק את עצמי, מה בדרס לדעס לא שריצח, ישריציחה, וכן הירק את עצמי, כל אחד מאילו שיף אדומימו, ויובי נעריגה ביודי, וחייב מיס על השמיים, ואם במיס על דז, so in other words, there are many פטורים of ריציחה, many פטורים of ריציחה, many פטורים of ריציחה, let's say, here is a three-faced spot of Mrs. Bezden. He could have saw Maklis, he's spot of Mrs. Bezden. Here is Akumis, he's spot of Mrs. Bezden. Aldi Gromme is spot of Mrs. Bezden. There are many pturim of Mrs. Bezden. So it's a ptur of Mrs. Bezden, but it's not a ptur. It's not a fkoyer to Saritziche. There is a Saritziche, there is. Mimele, whenever somebody is ever a Saritziche, he's chayv Mrs. Bezden. Klaire khavir biot soise savra sich hat hier klar das khavir ist schon khavir aber go und ich kauf sie nicht halt nari und khaye sie bei vor go sie khaye und ich nahir gesatz mit aus nicht soll sich kolle hat mir lu schief da mimu wo bin ali biot und khaye mis so mein wein beim mis best und mein ein schachin adin schnema schief da modem bodem da mir schafer ze ali beats mich li al di schliach es dim kham nafsh sich mit reise katz mit wann kommt sie sei dieser ritter מקריאת חיו את ראשנו זה המסך בעיר לפני חיו לטעופי מי היודו מי עדי שוכיף את רישס נפש הודו זה השיח האחיר להגס חברי ובפירו שנמה בשלושתון לא שנדרישה הרי דינו מוסל השמיים הרי דינו מוסל השמיים וכל אלה הרצחונים וחיי צבן שמחיובים מססבזדן אם רוצו מלך ישראל להורגם בין המלכוס ותקונס האילום, הורישוז ביודי, וכן אם ראו בזן להורגם בירו אשור, אם הויסו אשור צריכה לכך, יש להם רשבוס כמה שיהיה. הרי שלא הוי הורגם המלך והוי אשור צריכה לכך, לחזק הדבר, בזן חיוב ממקום מוק מהקיס המקרה בעקב ומיסו לאוסרום במוצר ומוציק, שנראה בספוטן מקריזן for many years, ולצרום בכל מיני צער, כדי להפריט ולעיים על שור שויים, שלא יהיה הדבר, להם לפוקו למחשבים הערים מסבב להריג אי ויקידר אשר עושה פליני ויפתה. So that way, so there is a loche, that every tzich, as long as it's a tzich, whether it's ידיים, גרומת, ריפה, עקום, כועס עוד מלמה, שור מקליס, no matter what פטור there is, but it's only אפקוי אפקיב מיסס בזן. But it's not afkoy of Ritziche, and it's not afkoy of the Chiyuv Misa Bishamayim. So this is what Rashi says. If a husband screams at his wife, and she becomes distraught, and she runs away, and she falls, Bechad HaPsochim, Bechad HaBeiris, or she falls into the river, even though he did it on Al Degrome, and even though he didn't even intend it, so it's Shvichazam. It is Shvichazam.
You don't say that this is like a lower degree than these cases? Because here...
No, here it's not Mizid Mamesh.
Yeah, but even this, the cases that the Rambam mentions are more directly after he set up the actual...
Suppose...
In front of a lion...
One second. Suppose he'll be mischaven. He knows her, and she knows that when she becomes distraught, she runs she starts running over the bridge, and the bridge is a dilapidated bridge, and she doesn't watch out, so she'll drown. He knows it, and he intends it. So then to be mamish like Kofslifnari. Mamish like Kofslifnari. Mamish. But it's not like Kofslifnari because he didn't intend it. He acted in a very brutal way, but he didn't intend that she should get killed. So it's not Mezid Mamish, but it's not Shegeg Mamish either. It is Shegeg Korav Mezid, because he should. Hoyal Lilmi Lomad is a Shegeg Korav Mezid. Kolshkin Kolschen here, I mean, the Gemara Maki says, Avimelech was not a sheik, because Achsanoye boy Leah, eh, the Shelem is a Aliski Ishte, or as Iskachil Usie, because he wasn't sensitive to the needs of an Erech. So, and that's why it happened. So, Meli the sheik, Al-Haskamu, he's not sensitive to the feelings of his wife, and he screams at her. So it's certainly more than Shegik. Not made it mamish, but at least this is Shegik all the mesh. It is Shegik all the mesh. All right. So this is what Rashi means. V'chelul Shabbos, pomim shemadlekes, neir oin vashales, mishachashecho, mitnei mosei v'hu eini yedeya. Taisa says, Shalosh Aviri B'Sidah Ilom Omar, Deisi in Pelegish B'Givo Shabbos. So Mamesh in Pelegish B'Givo, it was such a thing. V'rachach Kosav Gimla Aviris, he had another girsi. Natchil Shabbos V'chil Hashem. Gimla Aviris, Gimla Arayis, Yishukhus Domim V'chil Hashem. Because in the other story about Rav Hanina ben Gamliel, so there it was an Indian of Ibn Achai. So why doesn't mention here Ibn Achai? Because here the Gemara only mentions only the Machshelim that took place in Pelegi B'Givo. Omar Rav Charav Barchon, Ohod Am Rav Bonon Shlishit Volom Tzolon, Mr. Bishav Shamishka Seicho, Isartem Yiraf Demadliko Esaneir, צורך למים רבי נחוסה כיכר לקב למיני איסרתם פירושין הלכה למוחו עירבתם עירו וחצירס כיכר לקב למיני. Now let's see the thesis. עירבתם פירוש ביקונטרס, because we have two kinds of עירובים. We have an עירו וחצירס and we have an עירו וצחומי. So פירוש ביקונטרס עירו וחצירס ונראה אלק מי שפירש ביקונטרס. ביקונטרס, מדליקים פורח אוסום, הוגופיקה שאמרתם חשייכו, עירפתם, הוסופי חשייכו לא, איסו יצמשמה, that all these three things that he has to make sure before שקיעה, that they did it. So cannot be done בנש משה, since עירפתם is mentioned, so it implies that עירף cannot be set up בנש משה, זה יש לי ביטאום לפרוש כי ועוד אותו נסוף איתך שייכו, סוף איתך שייכו אבל מערבים ויתאים נמס החמים. So you see an ערב can be set up בנש משה ומשנה כאן בערב תחומים כאן בערב וחצירס, but the Gemara doesn't spell out which one is lenient and can be done בנש משה and which one is more חמור and cannot be done בנש משה. Gemara said there are these things. Pirei bekuntres, di reishe beherve techumim, di psofik chasheichoi mera marvin. So that means that erve techumim cannot be done bin ashmoshes, but eruvei echatzeres, eruvei chatzeres can be done bin ashmoshes now. But that's how Rashi explains in Shabbos. According to Rashi here, so Eruv Chatziris is more chomor than Eruv Tchumim. Eruv Chatziris has to be done before Shkia, and cannot be Nashmos. Eruv Tchumim is more lenient, is more kal, can be done after Shkia, be Nashmos. According to Rashi in Shabbos, it's just the other way, that Eruv Tchumim is more chomor, and Eruv Chatziris can be done be Nashmos also. Why? V'chim Perish Rach. So Rach, Rav Chananel, and Rashi in Shabbos hold that Eruv Tchumim is more chomor. Rashi here in Gittin holds that Erev Chatzir is Mocham. Why? Vahayne Mishum, Iberet Tchumim Machmiron Tvei, Sheyesh Loch Smach Min HaPosig. So in other words, because there is a Machlekes between Rabbi Yitzi and Rabbi Akiva, as to whether Tchumim is the Raise or Tchumim is not the Raise. So Rabbi Akiva says that Tchumim is the Raise. According to Rabbi Akiva, if somebody walks on Shabbos, Yisam al Parimamo is Chayv Malkes al Yitzayish Min Keimei. But according to the other Mandoma, no, he's not Chayv. Why al Yitzayish Min Keimei implies and myself, he choy al yeitzi, not al yeitzi, but al yeitzi. He choy, Melach HaShabbos, that was before Matan Torah, before Sinai, that was in Mora. So now, so we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. We pass that like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva, that Tchumim is love, the Raisi, it's only Yosam the Rabbanon. But the Shittes Rambam is that even the Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva who say that Tchumim is love, the Raisi, that only means the Achilik and Rabbi Akiva in regard to Yisam Alpaim Amo. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there is the Yichmalkes, Yisam Alpaim Amo. According to Rabbanon, but Yidvei's meal is certainly the rice, but other Rishenim are chilek and the Rambam. And it seems that Teisves is also chilek and the Rambam. That according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva, even Yidvei's meal is not also the rice. So why is there Vitchumi Mochomu? The answer is true, that the Posik Fal Yetish Mekimei does not imply a nisa tchumin, but it's used as an asmachte. So mila asmachte itself makes it also nochem. Well, that is, requires an explanation. I mean, what's the purpose of asmachte? V'ayin mishundi b'chumim machnu n'feish yish l'smachten aposik. U'itzmach al yeitze yish m'keime, even though the al yeitze yish m'keime kontra b'na v'arkive, does not asa chus l'tchum, but asa sitzoye, but asmachte it is. וכי משהו מפרק שהציעו גם הלוחית והמיקל בערב. Whether Yesam Alpaim Amo is Chayv Malkes or not, a contra Bakiva, if somebody walks on Shabbos, Yesam Alpaim Amo is Chayv Malkes.
Or Yesam Alpaim Amo.
Mamesh, Chayv Malkes. A contra Bonanat. But Al Yesam Kimi, that's Al Yeitzi. Shouldn't be Meitzi. Not Al Yeitzi.
According to the Rambam, the wiser opponents say it means Al Yeitzi. If Lamaisa, it's referring to Tchum of Tum. If according to the Rambam, even the Rabbanon agree that Yaisim, mute based meal is the Raisa.
Skash. Okay, v'chei mashem tzeh sheyitzir gal aloch ekdiva meikol beirev. Rav Popa omar yitzre salkta min hanu mila ratzeres ale chatzchumim eime what? I mean, it's blurred here. Eime what? What? Eime loy. It's blurred here. Okay, all right. Anyway, this is the Pshat of Teisves and Rashi in Shabbos Ramchanan. But Rashi in Gittin says the reverse. Rashi in Gittin here says that Eruv Chatzeres cannot be done b'nash Moshes. Eruv Chumim can be done. So what's the Pshat in Rashi? Why is Eruv Chatzeres more chomor than Eruv Chumim? So the answer is because Rashi, true, because since we passed like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva, so Eruv Chumim is not the rice at all, and it's not even based upon the rice. Mashin ken Eruv Chatzeres is the Rabbanon, but why would Chachom misaken Shleime or Bizdine will misaken it? It's Gemara Neirav, Shleime, Gemara Neirav and Gemara in Shabbos, in the first parak, Chachambni, Yisma Gamoni. So Shleime was misaken Nitilas Yudayim, Shleime or Bizdine, and was misaken also Eruv Chatzeres. Why was misaken Eruv Chatzeres? Not as an independent isa, but as a gzeire of meitzim yoshus liyoshus. Because what is your chatzeres? Chatzeres means that if, like an apartment house, you have, let's say, 100 tenants, and so everyone has his apartment, and then they have, which is his private domain, and then you have the courtyard, you have the roof, you have the hall, so which is the common domain to all the tenants in the house. So Shleimo is misaken that it's osea to carry from one apartment to the other, or from the apartment to the hall, from the apartment to the courtyard, from the courtyard into the apartment. Because if it would be muta to carry from the apartment to one apartment, the other apartment the hall in the apartment, from the apartment in the roof, in the courtyard into the apartment. So people say, look, this is mamesh. It bears an analogy to the relationship between the Rishus Rabbim and the Rishus Ayot. So, the Rishus Rabbim is common to all the residents of the town. And then each resident in the town has his own house. So, just as it's evil to be muta, to carry from the courtyard into the apartment in the courtyard, so say, why shouldn't it be muta to carry from the Rishus Rabbim into the house into the Rishus Rabbim, the same thing? They will not understand the difference. So it's yog that it shouldn't be nichshel, in these officioyim yeshus rabbi yeshus ayochit. So the Chachomim asked, so it's his yog that is based upon this advice of Itzoy. Mashenk in Trumi, Mekorn, Trabon, of Rabbi Akiva, is not his yog, Mishmisa Itzoy. It's a new Isa. It's a new Isa. So Mele, it's more calm. It's more calm, according to Rashi. Alright. So, now here we say, Tzorich. Hodom Rabbono Shlishit Vonsol Misabisham Shamashasicho Isarte Miraft Maslikis Anea Tzorch Lememro Binechusei Kehirchet Lekablinamine. So the reason, the main reason as to why he has to say it Binechusei is it should be accepted, because if he's strict, so one time or two times she might be afraid, and then, but at other times he'll do it many times, so it will be counterproductive. But if he says it mildly in a nice way, so then it will be accepted also. But it's from Loshna Gmore here is mashma, that it's not, that's how it would be mashma, that it's not, if not binechuse, it's not nice, you know, to speak strictly to your wife. But as a practical measure, as a pragmatic measure. But the Rambam says, Rambam in Perek Tzvot Milchasishes Haloche Yutes Naloche Chof says like this: V'chein tzivu chachomim she'odo mechabei tesishtei yeisa migufei ve'eyavo kigufei v'im yeshli momein marbe betivoso kifrin momeinei v'lo yatil oleo imo yiseiro v'yie diburei imo binachas v'lo yeotzi v'lo yiragzo. In other words, so regardless of the practical value, because if it's not binachas, so in the long run he will not be effective in his exhortations to his wife. No, but this in itself is an aver. Where is the tzivah chachamim? The tzigmor in vomis. So the Magid Mishnah says, it's a gemara in Yevamos. Ho'eiv in Yevamos daf samachveis. Tono rabbono. Ho'eiv esishtei v'amchabdo yeisa migufei olo v'akosuf eimeir v'yodato kisholimo alecho u'pkadito nivecho v'loisach. So it's a chiyuv midivre kabol. V'yodato kisholimo alecho. V'yodato kisholimo alecho. So it's a chiyuv midivre kabol. So regardless of the practical value, because if he talks binachas, so then it will be accepted by her. If he doesn't talk binachas, not be accepted. No, this is an avere in itself. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Bometzi in Azov says that Leilam Yel Adam Zoya Beinu Asishti. Nasishti. What does Inu Asishti mean? As Vorm. I'm not talking here about Inu As Momen, Inu As Vorm. So it's a love that I say in regard to every Jew. Liseinu means, so one love of Liseinu deals with Noah's money, not to deceive anybody in money, and the other one deals with Noah's Vorim. Noah's Vorim means hurt the feelings. Hurt the feelings. If you scream at a person, you also hurt the feelings. So the Gemara says, Leilom Yedizoya Binasishti. So the Shkit von Shinkubetzes in Azov, at the end of Azov, mentions the Shittes Rishenim, that there is a special love in us Dvorim of Ishti. As Amitcho, is the one who is always with you. Liseinu Ishes Amisei, the one who is always with him. Who is always with the person more than anybody else? The wife. So it's not just a chiyuv midivrei kabbalah. I mean,
no, that's more the ikar mashmas in the pasuk, like Rambam.
What?
Where's the word for me? That the ikar mashmas of the pasuk is the
ikar. Especially isa anishti. In other words, there is an isa to hurt the feelings of any Jew.
Because a
mitzvah
really means everybody else.
Yeah, everybody else. Im chobiter of mitzvahs. But the ritva in bamitzie, in shnur betches mentions. So I shite that it means mishi itcho. That's why. So it's especially isa. So it's not just. So why does the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say that that kechel kavneis? The pshat is not that it's not something that is. That is obligatory in itself. It is something that is in itself. But the Gemara is telling us if a husband screams at his wife, so besides acting in a rude way, he is not very smart either. Because as a result of screaming at his wife, so she wouldn't care for him. All right.
No, the Gemara is giving an additional...
The additional reason. Omar Avash Anol Ishmira Hoderabeva Hone, Vikiyamten Isvore, Omar Avuele, Ratomod Misir of Serbase, Shaldom Godly Claim Misir of Serbase, Verhilu Dova Godo means a Nisa Homo, Umana Rabhanine Begamlir, Hilu Salkadaitor, Hash the Bentoshil Sadiki, Merkel of Mavita Kol Yodom, Sadiki Matsman Lake Kolsten, Hello. Bikshlachli dover godl, O my new Eva Menachai, she nevad me mevel nashkuto, Ne Mose Hotra Bodo Eva Menachai, Vivim Tachtov Shalyovin. Now, taste this. Hash the Bemish Sadiq, Imram Tam, the poet, El Gabimir Dachile, Dignayo Litsadik Shech Doveris, Ulochali poet Gabber Bishmoel Shkovit, Fekam Shops. Rabishmoel, one time, the Chachomim were gazed here. Today we are not showing it because there is a heta poshut, but since, I mean, of course, the Peskim discussed it before the electric light was discovered. So even then it was no real heta. So they mention reasons. But today when the electric light is used, so then it's not shayach to say hito. What kind of hito is shayach electric light? It is shayach, turn on the electric light. But it's not like, you know, an oil candle. An oil candle, so by drawing, by being matted, so you make it burn better. Here, it's not the question. Either it works or it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, if the bulb is burned out, so it won't help you. You can turn it 100 times, you can turn the switch. It doesn't work. And if it works, it works. You don't have to be matted. Only by oil candle. So then there is shaya de gzeire of hito.
Shaya also.
What is that?
The wax candle is also
not shaya. It's also not shaya. Yeah? So, but all the poskim they mention, I mean, heterim, even, let's say, they mention it, I mean, the Mishneh Berurah. When the Mishneh Berurah mentions it, so the Mishneh Berurah didn't have the Mishneh Berurah was published on the Erech Chaim, I think, in 1880. So, I mean, it didn't exist in the electric light. But for the electric light, there is a double poshut that there is no shine. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmoel once was kerei Friday night by an oil candle. And then he was so absorbed in learning, so he forgot that it's Shabbos and he was mati. So he wrote in the Pinkus, Ani, Yishmoel, so Yishmoel, Korosi, the Ani Hito, so Shibonabis Amigdosh, Ovichat Shmei. Anyway, so why doesn't Gemara ask the Kasha, how did it happen? Tadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takora Ideen? The answer is only midah achile, the gnayu litzadik sheichel varisa. Because the Ramban says in Chumash, macholas asuras besides the isar is mitamtem esalev. Some mele, it's a big nirsh when somebody, let's say, you couldn't say he's an onus. All right, onus is all right. He's potter of onus in onus. But as far as the mitamtim is alev is concerned, doesn't make any difference, onus or not onus. It's mitamtim. is in Tamtem Salev, there is a tshuva in Chasam Sefer about putting, you know, a retarded child who is completely retarded in a place where he will eat Macholes Asures. So the Chasam Sefer says that it should not be done. It should not be done because even if we say, well, first he discusses it, whether it applies or not. So he said, even if we say that the Issa of Lisachilum does not apply, then it's only Misapapi Adayim, but when you put him in an institution where he eats Macholas Asuras and then Goyim give it to him, so it's not Misapapi Adayim. So he said, if we assume like that, it's not such a portion, but Macholas Asuras in Tamtim is Alev, so mainly it should not be done. So that's the pshat in Tesis.
So that's why it's a Gnai.
That's why it's more Gnai than other Issu. But Chil Shabbos is more Chomor than Treifet and Chazar and so on. But it's not Mitam is Alev. So mainly when it's Beines, it's not such a Gnai. Lochali Porich, Gabo Bishmoel Shikov, Ito Bifere Kamadi Shabbos. Vikar Abjude Ben Tabai, Shohor Ageit Zemein. Now, what's the Maisa? This is difficult. But the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai, is Gemara Nax. Nax is the film base. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tama, Erev Nechama, just before the second Mishnah. Erev Nechama im le'arakti zeimein lehitzi b'libon shal zdukim, shoyoimri menoedim zeimim nerogin at shiorek amide. Omro lo yishimim ben shotach, Erev Nechama im le'shopachto damnoki, shay omro chachomim menoedim zeimim nerogin at shiorzumu shneim, vein leikin אשיזום שניה מיד קיבלו אלף רבי יהודה בן טבעי שאינו מירה הירואה אלו לפנישים בן שוטח וכל יום אוף של רבי יהודה בן טבעי הוא משתתח על קברי של איסי העית והוא קוי לנשמו וכסבור מום לימה הקהילי של הורוק אומה הקהילי של תדע למוח הרומס אין קהילי נשמו אומה לרבח הפריד רובל רבה שדון בדינה קומביל מבוא so he was מפייס עם מינה מפיסויה Pais. Anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai was nichsh. He meted out the inish of Hazome, Asinka Shazom Latzlochi, against the Nitzeme, even though his co-witness was not him. And Alochi is, and he ate him in his rogin, actually, Yezum Mishneir. And as the Mishnah says, suppose there are 100 Eidim who testified, Machayev Mise, and they testified. As one cat, not as two kites. So even if 99 were nizem, when one not, so even the 99 were nizem, don't get the inish hazom. Here was nichsonet. So why doesn't the gemore ask for tzadiki min hakadosh baruch hu, maybe takol al yedei? The answer is we only say it b'macholas asuras, b'dovar osa, but not by Machot Asuras. So that is very strange. That's right. Bishleimi Gabichil Shabbos, all right? So, after all, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elishe, so he was a Sheikh, he didn't intend to do it. And was Nichlo, and it's not something that Mitamtem is Alev, so it's not such a big takore, so it's a minimum takore. But Shvichos Domim, so can we say that Shvichos Domim is less of a takole than eating the Dover Oseh? I mean, all right, Macholas Asuras and Tampus Alev, but here you kill a human being. I mean, so it's much more of a takole. How can we understand it? Now then, but let's finish the thesis before. V'gabri Yehuda ben Tamai shorak edemim uvahidi perik beidik suves de'alo eved likune al piv likores l'ramutam. So the Chachomim were nichshel once. They were male someone who they thought was a kohen, and then it turned out that he was an eved. Why doesn't the Gemara? Afal pishayishom is lo igores le rabne tama fa kshi shmach klas is a truma li shtu vonov shna shor bi truma kim she khokh matsme in ich shor vach klas is a in svorale hakshe is so dem zmon girse det det menschen sadik min a kshbokh mit a kol idein sram tam is not gereset because since a sadik min a kshbokh mit a kol idein only applies to a case where a tzaddik is nichshel adavarosa, but here the tzaddikim, the chachomim, u'amayle, neved, likune, they themselves were not nichshel adavarosa. It was somebody else was nichshel adavarosa. The eved was nichshel adavarosa. Some mele is ligora, teneni adarisa. So, and since the Gemara mentioned there tzaddikim ribochim takol yedein, so Rabban Tam is not here. Said after Pesach, after Sisa Truma Yishtol Vanov, she has shown the Truma. We come back. Kim Shachos Baratzni Nichshav after Sisa in Svoralak she is. The Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabe Yishtol Vitoim Kedem Avdole. Rabbi Yirmiyah forgot and he was yay before Avdole. So how is it? How did it happen? In Tadikim Yakov Bochem Et Hakol Yedein. After Gavdi Omer Hoshom Dimishosi Baskre. So it's not. A trivial matter of Rishashono Bosis Tafshiloye di Bavloye Bissim Rabbe di Marove. So the Gemara mentioned there, Mimi says Reveilia, the Gemara says, Loimatsinu Elushu Milba. That Rof Piomim, Elu was a Chosa. And that's the reason as to why Bismanavi, all right, today we have no Sveikis. So it's only Mirabonon Yontefsheni. So the Gabi in Kippur, what it would be. Such a hardship, the Chachomim were not misakin 2 days in Kippur. But Bisman Aviyah, when there was Mamish Esophic, maybe the outgoing month was in Mole, maybe the outgoing month was a Chosa. So everybody should have fasted 2 days in Kippur. The 10th as of the 30th of El, and the 10th as of the 31st of El. And we don't find that all Jews fasted 2 days. The Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah mentions there are certain Chachonim in Bavel who used to fast 2 days. I mean, that happened, you know, during the war in Shanghai, you know, with all the Bnei Torah, you know, and then the question arose what day to observe as Yom Kippur, and that year it was Yom Kippur was. When was it? It was on a Wednesday. Yom Kippur was on a Wednesday. Yom Kippur was on a Wednesday. But the Shiloh was an international dateline. So the Chaznish passed on the basis of the Balamoy and Rosh Hashanah that the day changes. So in other words, he passed on Shabbos. The Sunday day in Japan has to be observed the Shabbos. Because in other words, the Kavatarich is 180 degrees. Is not 180 degrees from Yerushalayim, as most Rabbonim Paskin, Rabbi Chaim Tukshinsky, and almost Rabbonim Pesach Sfir Shvayim, also Gdelin, so they all Paskin that the Kavatar didn't change, and that one in Japan, in Shanghai, had to observe the Shabbos day in Japan, not the Sunday day, but the Chazni, she passed on the basis of Ramoya Shite, even though from the Ravet it's Mashma Rosh Hashanah is Chilek and Ramoya, that he has to, that the Shabbos, that they have to, the Sunday day is Shabbos. And then Yom Kippur was on Wednesday, and the day after Yom Kippur was a Thursday. So he sent a cable to them, to all the Bnei Yeshiva. He sent a cable. He says, Ichlu b'rvi v'tzomu b'chamish. So then there was a question, of the wrong day of Yom Kippur. But Gemara Rosh Hashanah mentions his story, because Bizmano Riyeh, so most, the overwhelming majority of Jews fasted only 1 day. We